So I want to go first to an area we spent a lot of time on in our preparation call, which is starting with the brand memo. And actually, they're in reverse chronological order from my slide deck, only slightly, as they both came out in January, but slightly before her departure as Associate Attorney General to go to a private sector. Rachel Brand issued a memo, as is typical, I guess, in the Department of Justice. You want to leave a legacy, a memo with your name on it, that everybody can cite to. So the Brand memo talks about not converting agency guidance or any kind of government guidance into a rule and use it as the predicate for enforcement action, establishing a more hopefully rule and statutory-based enforcement program rather than one that's based on agency guidance or staff guidance, more importantly. The next memo on my slide deck, although slightly before the Brand memo, is the Granston memo, which spoke specifically to QITAM actions and ideas around whether the Department of Justice should be intervening in QITAM actions to actually seek their dismissal, as opposed to simply deciding not to intervene, actually to intervene for the purpose of saying there's no merit and getting rid of it. So maybe we should start with that, Audrey, in terms of your experience with either the Brand memo or the Granston memo, and how that sort of impacts you and Tenet on a regular basis.
Sure. Good morning, everybody. Glad to be here today with you. Tenet operates acute care hospitals, ambulatory surgery centers, physician practices, all different providers in the healthcare space. And the healthcare industry is heavily regulated. I'm sure many of you work in heavily regulated industries or represent